Friday Eve. It's Friday Eve.
It is.
B-I-N-G-O, 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 and yes, it's Friday Evo.
Yes, it's Friday Evo.
Extra virgin olive oil. Sorry, I just had some chocolate.
Boy,
happens
the
to
sugar
me.
Coursed through
yeah,
your veins.
Yeah, I know.
Fast.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I raided our boss Stephanie's office, and I got to be honest with you, nothing good was left, so I grabbed a Junior Mint.
The peanut butter M&Ms are completely gone. Yeah. I don't know who took them, but they're gone.
Oh, you went in there too?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder they're gone.
No, I didn't have any. They were gone.
I know, but
somebody took them. Somebody absconded with them.
Yeah, but for the last couple days, I'm the one who told you, hey, there are some free peanut
M&Ms.
Yeah, and now they're gone.
Now they're gone.
You didn't take a Junior Mint?
No, as it, no. I'm not a fan of the Junior
me
Mint.
Me neither, but I needed like something, and I took it, and it's I don't like them.
Nah, I don't like them either.
I don't like mint stuff.
Me neither. Too minty. Am I right?
You suck on mints every day.
I like mints. I like breath mints because they serve a purpose. But the chocolate mint is just, I don't know.
You don't like those Girl Scout cookies? Those chocolate? I don't either.
They're all right.
I don't really.
Wouldn't go out of my way.
My throat is burning. I don't like mints.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, on Steve Cochran's show.
No, I don't
earlier this morning. Steve does the morning show here, Wendy. You meet him every, we do crosstalk with him every day. They established that today is National Joke Day, and because of that, people texted in a bunch of jokes, and I went through them, and some are okay, some are horrible, some are funny, you know, but nothing out of the ordinary, but I found one that I think you will enjoy.
Sweet.
May I share
Thank
it
you
with
for
you?
Thinking of me.
This is one that I know you'll enjoy, because you know what it does?
Is it a groaner?
No.
Because I kind of like jokes that you go, ugh.
No, I think this joke will... I think what this joke will do is it'll wrap its arms around your heart and it won't let go.
Well, it's been fun working with you.
All right, ready? This is from the text line. I don't know the name of the person who sent it, only that they live in the 708 area code. That's all I can tell you. You don't need the background of the person. Enjoy the joke for what it is. Here it is. What happens when you eat aluminum foil?
I don't know. What happens when you eat aluminum foil?
You sheet metal. See, that's a good. That joke is a good time right there. That has every
that
element.
That has me written all over
Scott,
it. Thank you
it?
For that.
I don't know what other joke I think embodies you and what you do and what you represent more than that joke. That was perfect. That was excellent.
Can I make a confession to you?
Yeah.
I love jokes.
Well, I found some that are not as funny. Hear these.
Are you not a big joke lover? Because I like these stupid jokes. I know they're dad jokes.
They are now referred
yes,
to
they never
as
used
dad
to be.
Jokes. I don't know what changed in the world, but it used to just be a stupid joke, and now everybody just calls them dad jokes. I don't know why.
Dad's got a bad rap lately.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, you're right. What happened?
I don't know.
Why?
They're portrayed as just big, dumb lunks on some of the sitcoms, and I just don't, there's no need for that.
Wendy, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, two phrases, two words or phrases emerged. Dad jokes and dad bods. So those were things that have always existed. Dads have always told jokes, and dads have always had bodies.
Well, I
but
know.
But now, all of a sudden, those are two very negative things.
Well, dad bods are not necessarily a bad thing, because more men are in shape now than when our dads were dads.
Right.
I mean, if you would have asked me when I was a little kid what a dad bod is, it would be...
Blubber.
Yeah, overweight. Yeah, yeah. And now...
Let himself go.
Now a dad bod is just, you know, you are in shape, but you don't have maybe the ripped muscles or washboard abs. Wait, I have to talk slower.
Yeah.
That, like, a younger person in their 20s
right.
would have. That's all it means.
It means that your body...
It's not a slam. It's not really a slam.
It's not a slam, but it's a polite way of saying good, but not what you used to have.
Well.
Right? But it's true. I mean.
It's accurate.
What can you do about it? There's nothing you can do. It's just, you know, gravity shows up, and the flab fairy pays a visit to your house.
The flab fairy.
Overnight. All right, see if any of these are funny in any way, shape, or form. This is to celebrate National Joke Day. What lights up a soccer stadium?
Oh, I don't know. What does light up a soccer stadium?
A soccer match.
Tell me when you get to the punchline. Why don't lobsters like to share?
Oh.
You can figure this out. Thank you, by the
There's
way, 847.
There's a clause in their contract?
Not bad.
No?
They're shellfish.
Oh, they're shellfish. Now, that's not great. What did the policeman say to his belly button?
I don't know. What did the policeman say to his belly button?
You're under a vest.
We have to stop.
I have 118 more.
Some of them were super funny on the Cochrane Show.
They were very funny because listeners were sending them in.
What are those? Isn't that a list of them?
These are from people from another planet. What do you call a pig that does karate?
Oh, God. You know, I like to think that I'm creative and can figure these out, but I don't know. What do you call a pig that does karate?
A pork chop. You know, I think the setup for that needs to be better.
Yeah. What move does a pig use in karate?
That's much better.
A pork chop.
That's much better. That's far superior to what they've offered.
When are you hosting your bad joke symposium?
You know, that's not a bad idea. That's
it isn't.
A solid idea. You go to a comedy club, and that's not a bad idea at all. This is an old one, Wendy. This is from when you and I, this was even before we were born. Why are there gates around cemeteries?
Because people are dying to get in.
That's it. That's from the Bad Joke Hall of Fame. I think that one may have been on a Dixie Riddle Cup. The one I always remember, the Dixie Riddle Cup I always remember, is Why Couldn't Batman Go Fishing?
I don't know. Why couldn't Batman go fishing?
Robin ate the worms.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
This one's funny.
Because if Batman wanted to go, first of all, Robin wouldn't have eaten worms, despite
his
name.
I know.
So right there, it's fake. But if Batman really, truly wanted to go fishing,
he'd just go fishing.
Other options. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
He doesn't rely just on Robin for the worms.
Stupid.
He could have used a nematode.
Don't kid about the nematodes, Wendy. They're destroying crops as we speak.
They're gross. If you Google a visual, they're not good. What did the buffalo say to his son when he left for college?
Bye, son.
That's good.
Yeah.
See, I got to be honest with you. This is on thedailynews.com, and these are the best but really the worst dad jokes, and it scares me that you got that one because it's a dad joke.
From now on, if I know one, I'm going to say the wrong answer so that I don't qualify. What kind of music... Oh, it's this...
What?
This is just as I'm reading, and I go, "This is cringeworthy." What kind of music do planets like? Again, planets don't like
this.
A certain kind of
music. I don't
music.
Know what kind of music do planets like. I'm still thinking.
Neptunes. See, that's
no, and there's
a
only
planet.
One. There's only one Neptune.
Right.
Stupid.
That's dumb.
What do you get if you stand between two llamas?
What do you get
this
when
is
you
a
stand
stretch.
Behind two llamas?
Between two llamas.
What?
Laminated. This is on a dad joke website.
No.
With two L's, laminated. But see, you wouldn't say a llama, so it does.
No.
It ruins the whole joke. You don't say laminated. What do you call a fake noodle?
It's got to have pasta in it.
You're right there. You're right around it.
An impasta.
Yes.
Right?
Again, Bill Left comes through with the worst dad jokes ever.
I'm embarrassed that I got it.
I know you should
be. I don't want to get these. It's worse to get these. Why do bees have sticky hair?
First of all, they don't have hair.
No, bees don't have hair. And even if they had it, it wouldn't... Well, can't analyze these.
Why do bees have sticky hair?
Because they use honeycombs.
That one's stupidly funny. Speaking of honeycombs, which I don't know was involved, do you know that the weed killer Roundup is in all our breakfast cereals?
No, is it?
This is terribly disturbing
to me. Why
are
they spraying my Fruit Loops with this stuff?
Well, they're not, and I don't know if... what the cereals we mentioned have them. So hang on, I got to find out. Ryan Burrow was doing this report for ABC News.
I picture him to be an Apple Jacks man.
Yeah, I do too.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I can see him enjoying a bowl of Apple Jacks every morning.
I heard this in the news. Oatmeal breakfast foods contain unsafe amount of weed killer. Lucky Charms is included, which my favorite cereal.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear that.
A number of popular breakfast foods, including cereals, granola bars, and instant oats, were tested and found to contain potentially dangerous amounts of cancer-linked glyphosate, which is the main ingredient in Weed Killer.
Now, the cereal that I have been eating since I was a kid is called Monsanto O's. Are those safe?
You might be okay with those.
I can't tell the difference between Monsanto and Ronsanto, can you? I always get them mixed up.
No, it's funny you say that because glyphosate is the active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup.
I know.
Oh, you knew this.
I know that.
Like you're not that smart.
No.
This is the most heavily used herbicide in the United States, which we had used at some point before we had a dog.
Did you?
Because there were weeds coming up in like between our little bricks in the back.
Yeah.
So we would spray that. Oh. And
then lick the bricks when you were done spraying?
It wasn't breakfast time. Why would we do that? The World Health Organization has determined that glyphosate is probably carcinogenic to humans.
Great.
Probably.
Great.
The EPA has set a safety level for the dangerous chemical. Just last week, Monsanto was ordered by a court to pay nearly $300 million to a man who claims his terminal cancer was caused by exposure to Roundup.
All right, now keep that in mind, that number, because that was one person that they had to pay.
Right, $100,000.
Wait, $300 million, right?
I don't know.
Wasn't the settlement?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, 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 yes.
$300 million.
I'm sorry. Yes.
All right. So that's one person. So multiply that by the thousands of people that will come forward. That's a dark day, and rightfully so. If they're spraying stuff that's killing you, you got to pay. But wow, that's going to be a lot of money.
All right. The full list of products tested and their results. Some have safe amounts of this glyphosate, which is bothersome to me that there is a safe amount.
I don't know that there is a safe amount.
So
what will Lucky Charms do? As this news has just come to light in the last day, right? So what is Lucky Charms? They've got to do something.
Yeah. Well, listen, the Nature Valley granola, protein, oats, and honey.
Yeah,
I get that.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah. Quaker dinosaur eggs, brown sugar, instant oatmeal. I don't get that anymore.
You stopped recently?
Yes. Cheerios toasted whole grain oat cereal. That's a slam. You know how many babies eat Cheerios?
Yes.
Kellogg's Cracklin' Oat Bran oat cereal. Nature Valley Crunchy Granola Bars, oats and honey.
Isn't it funny? Most of these are what are considered to be healthier cereals. Yeah.
Quaker Steel Cuts Oats, Steel Cut Oats, Quaker Old Fashioned Oats.
Holland Oats.
They're cleared.
They're all right.
They have safe amounts of glyphosate. Lucky Charms, get this, Bill, without marshmallows. There is no Lucky Charms without marshmallows.
They make that?
I don't believe they do.
I've never heard of that. Why would you get it if it didn't have the little marshmallows?
I like both together.
Yeah.
And sometimes the marshmallows are too sweet, so sometimes I put some back in the box if I pour it out and I get too many marshmallows.
Oh, I've never done that.
I know, I'm the only one.
I would just have a box of the marshmallows. I love those. Like, remember, I don't know if you were an eater of either Count Chocula or Frankenberry.
I like Count Chocula.
Or Booberry or Fruit Brute.
I just like
Count Chocula. Or Yummy Mummy.
I'm
going deep on the bench there. But they always, you know, it was a combination of the Odie cereal, you know, your traditional cereal, but then they also had the marshmallows. I could have just, if Count Chocula just put out a box of chocolate marshmallows all day long. Loved them.
They were they hurt my teeth. The Lucky Charms marshmallows hurt my teeth because they don't soften up enough in the milk. I don't want it to get soggy, but I want it to soften up a little.
You know, milk's not a factor for me.
I know.
Because I just eat them plain. I don't want milk on my cereal.
Yeah, I know. That's weird. And on American.
But I'll put it on my ribs. I'll dip my ribs in chocolate milk because everybody does that. We've discussed this. The idea of putting a liquid on your food just is so foreign to me. I don't know why anybody would put it.
Tomato sauce on your pasta. That's a liquid on a food.
But it's not that much of a liquid.
You dip cookies in milk.
No, never. Ever.
I think I found the best chocolate chip cookie known to man.
What is it?
Do you like crunchy or do you like kind of gooey?
Both.
I guess I prefer the crunchy, I think, for the most part. And I do like to, I only dip chocolate chip cookies in milk.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's has these little miniature chocolate chips. They're in like a plastic container, like a drum.
Yeah.
That you can see through.
Yeah.
And they're tiny. I mean, they are so small.
They're chocolate chips or chocolate chip cookies?
Chocolate chip cookies.
And they're miniature.
They're just miniature ones, so they'd be great for the kids.
Yeah.
But they're bad for adults because I sat there the other day and dipping a cookie that is honestly the size of a quarter.
Oh.
The biggest ones are the size of a quarter.
Oh.
So you're kind of strategically dipping, like you would probably think it's not worth dipping that tiny of a cookie.
I can't put a food in a drink. I want them separately.
Well, I like only chocolate chip dipped. So I was starting to dip it, and I'm like, this is kind of a waste of time because you're only dipping. It's only the size of a quarter, so you're hardly dipping any in.
Do you have a thimble of milk?
No. But then I started holding two cookies at a time, and I was dipping them, and it still wasn't getting as much dip in as I wanted.
Double it, four.
And I sat there at the counter and probably, and I'm not exaggerating, and I'm embarrassed to admit, I had at least 20 of those cookies.
But if they're that small.
I know, but still, it was all of a sudden I couldn't stop, and I said, I have a problem.
Yeah.
But taste-wise, they're crunchy and super good.
Why are they that small? Why don't they make them cookie-sized?
I don't know. I would like to ask Joe of Trader Joe's.
Do you have the option when you're shopping there?
No,
do they have the miniature ones and the regular cookie-sized cookies?
No, but Trader Joe's and Aldi's are the same company, so I'm going to see if maybe they have the crunchy chocolate chip cookies at Aldi.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But I was embarrassed because I sat there and ate 20 cookies, and they were doubled up. I might have had 30 because now when they were doubled up and I was dipping.
Yeah.
Little tiny Trader Joe chocolate chip cookies, but boy, are they good.
You ate almost a whole drum's worth.
Oh, no, there were tons
more.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there probably were 10,000 cookies in that.
They put 10,000 little miniature cookies in that drum?
Think about it. The size of a dream you had?
That's a lot.
That would be an awfully big drum.
That's a lot of cookies.
All right. I don't know how many are in there. I can look it up. But honestly, the size of a quarter and the drum is probably...
Like
the
kettle drum?
No, like the size of like a container of sherbet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know how many. It's probably... I don't know how many ounces.
That would be probably...
I've never seen that at Aldi, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So
well, this
maybe
is
but Trader
sometimes
Trader
they have, yeah, they have
these
specials.
Are crunchy little tiny chocolate chip cookies made for little hands. I have big hands, so I was double dipping them.
Were you pretending you were a giant?
Kind of.
I would have done that.
And then, you know...
Did you say fee-fi-fo-fum at any point during your cookie adventure?
I didn't.
Giants are always saying that.
I know. Why do they
say that? It's like a thing giants love to say.
What kind of a cup did you have? Like a...
I just had a small, like...
A thimble. Just drink out of a thimble. I'm a giant.
No, but...
And it's cookie time.
Michael came home from work and said, where'd the cookies go? And I said, I kid you not, I sat there and had 20 to 30 cookies all in a row.
It was only really five cookies
I know,
total.
They're a quarter or smaller.
Yeah.
One bite.
Oh, yeah. You could do five in one bite. They're really tiny. But I have to stop at Trader Joe's on the way home now and replace the cookies. I feel a little guilty.
Here's the staff of Trader Joe's. It's the cookie lady again. She's here every day.
When he walks in, they all just look at her.
See, I have an obsessive compulsive, slight obsessive compulsive disorder because I go through this phase. Like, I'll buy these cookies, honestly, for probably a week. And you
then
know,
get sick of them then?
And I eat so many of them that I won't have them again for like a year.
Oh.
I go through these, like, every once in a while, I go through the Toll House chocolate chip cookies. Once they came up with the refrigerated ones that you could just go and, you know, add your own nuts and put them whenever you want them. They're in the fridge ready to cook. I go through those phases where, seriously, for like 4 days in a row, I'm like, anyone want fresh cookies? And everyone partakes in my cookie baking.
Who's going to say no to that?
I know. And plus, they're warm, it's amazing. And we all just, like... indulge like crazy, and then we're all sick of them, and then seriously, we won't get them again for like another year. That's weird.
So you're all obsessive.
I'm all in or all out. That's
well,
that's
good
me.
That the whole family is the same. I mean,
right.
You're in a
not
good
as
family.
Much as me. I mean, I
well, you're the leader,
them. Yeah.
Of course, the leader of the pack.
I am.
Obviously,
yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, most people like you know will do whatever they want in life in moderation. I go all in and then go all out for a while.
Yeah.
Is it just cookies?
No, it's weird things. Like, all of a sudden, I'll go through, beets phase, where I love beets and blue cheese and red wine vinegar. I love it. And then I'll have
and
it for
kind
like
a nut, like a walnut.
I don't need a nut with my beets.
Ooh.
But it might be good.
I've had that salad before, that's why I mentioned it.
But I'll make it and just eat it like for a week and go, oh my God, I love beets. I can't get enough beets. And then like 4 days later, I'll go, I've had enough beets.
But it's rare that you, like, usually somebody would have your situation wouldn't have things like cookies and beets.
I know. It's not just like guilty pleasures. It's like good feet.
Some good
like
stuff
chickpeas
too.
Or ceci, as we call them in Italian. I'll go home and pour them in a bowl, put olive oil and salt and pepper on them, and just, I love them. And again, I'll do it for like three, four days. And then
while.
I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? I hate them. I've had too many. And then I just restocked. I bought some chickpeas. I'm ready to go through my chickpea phase.
So those are, she is mentioning some unusual food
groups. Don't you think?
Yeah, I'm
think
not
so.
Pregnant.
Cookies. No.
I don't eat dirt because they say when you eat unusual things, like you're not getting enough of those minerals in your body.
Yeah.
And I could see unusual things like that, that you would binge and then not eat them for a long time.
Yeah, I guess.
Because those aren't kind of staples. I mean, you don't go home and have mashed potatoes every night, do you?
No.
Yeah, see.
But you build mountains out of them sometimes, right? Like Roy Neary in Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
No, but that's a good idea. And I will say I miss my late dog Tiki because I would roll little mashed potato balls. You know, when they're left over and no one's going to eat them, you're just going to throw them out. I would just roll it in my hand and make little mashed potato balls, and I would throw them up to Tiki, and he would catch them. So it was big fun in our family.
I never thought you could make a mashed potato ball.
Just roll it around in your hand.
I'm
you
serious,
never did
I,
that with
no.
Play-Doh?
Well, but
Play-Doh,
but mashed
but
potatoes.
They're made for that sort
I don't
of
think
behavior.
Mine would stick like that. Huh. I'll
really?
Try it.
They're just potato buds. See, now I haven't had mashed potatoes in a long time. I might want some.
You're going to go home and have potato balls.
I didn't eat them. I threw them to the dog.
How did they get their tiny legs apart? Anyway, we
Happy
have to take
National
a quick,
Joke Day.
A quick break. Judy with the news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Happy National Joke Day. I got one for you very quickly before we start the news, and I think this will make you all laugh. I
can't wait to hear it.
What do you call a hen? What do you call a hen looking at lettuce?
It's not a hen of lettuce, obviously. That's too easy. That's
no.
And stupid. It's both too easy and stupid at the exact
no,
same time.
No, what do you call a hen looking at a lettuce, it says, a head of lettuce?
I don't know. What do you call a hen looking at a head of lettuce?
Chicken Caesar salad. That one's funny.
That's pretty. All right.
That is kind of funny.
That's pretty. What, that wasn't your top story, was it, Chief?
No.
If it
no,
was, I'm sorry.
Not. And let me get that off my
And somebody right texted now. Us. And it's always fun because we're on the same text line as Steve Bertrand is for the Wintrust Business Lunch. So it's a lot of texts about investments and then stuff like, Bill, you can get cereal marshmallows online now. There's never any confusion as to who's getting what text. I know which ones belong to you and me, and I know which ones belong to Steve Bertrand.
And this is confusing to me. Wendy, Aldi and Trader Joe's are owned by brothers, but not the same company.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
I thought it was the same company.
No, it's brothers.
I think it's the same company.
Well,
people.
I mean, yeah, I think they're all in it together. They might be owned by two separate people, but aren't they all, don't they buy from the same, like, suppliers?
No.
That's what I thought.
I thought that, too.
Because they're kind of in competition with each other to some extent.
Interesting.
You know?
I'm going to look that up while you're
because
doing
it. Because Aldi, when you can get past all the...
The no frills.
The no frills, exactly. And
there
paying,
is no
paying
frill.
For your cart.
You can't be more no frill than
right.
that.
Right. The first time I went to Aldi years ago, I walked right out.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
The boxes were just open. And but now I love Aldi.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not loving it as much as I used to, but I still do go because I feel like they've upgraded all their stores and now their prices are not that good.
Oh, really?
Mm.
I didn't know that.
So I'm going back to the jewels a lot.
All right.
Anyway,
Aldi is Trader Joe's sister company, and from my understanding, they are owned by a German company called Albrecht Discounts.
Yeah. Because,
Aldi.
Yeah, it's the same type of food. You know what I mean? Ish.
Yeah,
and
right.
there's two
Very,
Albrecht brothers yeah. who own the company. So there you have it. They are the same.
They're
I always thought it was
same?
Like, yeah, Aldi was like the discount of Trader Joe's.
Oh, maybe.
But I mean, they don't really have any of the same products. Just kind of the same. You
Doesn't
know what I mean?
Aldi
not the
deal
same
mostly
brand.
In generics?
Right,
like in Aldi, there's no brand name at all on it, right?
But there's no name branded in Trader Joe's.
And Aldi,
no?
I thought,
I mean, it
started.
It is name brand, but it's not what we're used to because I don't know
what
Well,
where
it's
those... Trader Joe or if it's Italian Trader.
Yeah, I don't go there enough
Trader,
to know.
Trader
but...
Guido?
It's.
Is that what you're going to say?
It's something like that.
Really?
It's, Trader Giuseppe or
Really?
Well, yeah, I think it is.
I'm not sure, but it's not any name brands.
No, it's their brand.
Yeah. The same with Aldi. Aldi, I could
But
name.
Wait, doesn't Trader Joe's do a thing where other, like, all right, say Kellogg's would make cereal for them, and they would just take the name Kellogg's off of it and make it, even though it's the same type of cereal, the brand name itself is not it. Trader Joe's just slaps their name on it.
No, that's their own formulation.
Oh, I thought.
Like, they have their own version of Cheerios. They have their own version of Oreos, but it's.
I thought they were being made by the actual companies. They're not?
Because they don't taste the same.
Yeah, they're. And Trader Joe's is, for the most part, they try to be as healthy as possible with not as many additives. Yeah.
And it's not cheap. Trader Joe's is not expensive.
It's cheaper than I anticipate.
Right, but I mean, it's not like Aldi is pretty inexpensive generally.
So, like, if you went in there and got lemonade, it wouldn't be made by Minute Maid.
No, they can't. How could they do that?
I was under the impression that's what they were doing.
No, they make their own stuff.
Oh.
You know, everything, really. There's no brand name anything that I've ever gotten.
Really?
And everything's just one beat off. Seriously.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yes,
like, you
get
their Oreos. And it,
O-R-R-E-O-S?
Are they trying
to make it like that? Like, where
no.
you go, oh,
no,
I
it's
thought
just
it was
Oreo.
It's a sandwich cookie.
Yeah.
Oh. But it doesn't taste like an Oreo because that's what you're used to. You're used to the preservatives and the sugar. They're less on that than the preservatives. They're more natural. So that's it.
All right.
That's all
Judy,
I know.
Do you still want to do news or are you too upset?
You know what? I need to go shopping.
You're here. Tooth news.
I know. I'm writing my list.
You come here during the noon hour, and I'm always hungry, and we either talk about religion on the stream or food.
Yep. I just had two tacos, so I'm pretty full.
From where?
Downstairs. They were delicious.
Downstairs where?
The donut place?
The Mexican place. No, I got my coffee from that place. They're right down, you know.
In the Pedway.
Yeah, but right downstairs, and the very popular one that's in Wrigleyville as well.
Oh.
They were delicious.
Oh, all right.
$1.80.
A bargain. Just for clarification reasons, there are several articles, dozens of articles online saying essentially what I said, that Trader Joe's uses major products that they changed the name on, the label on.
I don't know that that's,
take a
I
look.
Swear
There's
to God.
There's dozens and dozens of articles saying they use Pepsi, they use Snyder-Lance, that's the pretzel people. They all make the same product, but they change the name. They put the Trader Joe's label on it, but it's their product. Look at all the articles.
I mean,
Trader
they
Joe's
don't even
brand
have
names.
Pepsi or soda there or cola
at Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's, yeah, they have pop.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I've never purchased
that. And you know the cookies, like the Oreos. You're right. I mean, maybe before they stamp the Oreo.
Oh, well, how does Oreo let that happen?
Oh, I don't. But you know what?
Because they're selling more product. The bottom line is they're making more sales.
Although I got to tell you, I feel like with Oreo, that's not true. Because you could taste the difference. That is a sandwich cookie. But with other products, I could see that happening. I mean,
I got to do a little. I will buy some stuff just to try it now. Because I didn't think you could do that.
It says
Does it
here,
list some kind of.
Yeah, they list a bunch of them. Eater.com says, as a private brand, the California-based Trader Joe's orders most of its product from third-party manufacturers, which include companies like Pepsi Cola and Snyder-Lance, so that's the pretzel people, which agree to sell some of their items under the Trader Joe's label. Many of these brands sell the same or similar products under their own names, but for a higher price. So
I just wouldn't wonder what the items are. Because anything that I get...
Well, like pretzels. You couldn't... I could never tell the difference between
pretzels. Well, you said all these chips are just as good as like...
I swear, Aldi's, because my kids are always my barometer, and they, you know...
They didn't know you made the switch?
Well, they did, but then
you just put them
good.
In a Lay's bag?
Yeah, exactly. No, I just started buying them, and they were, you know... But again, see, that's one of the items I got to say that's now has gone up in price so much, it's not to me a good deal anymore. I might as well just buy the Lay's because I can get those on sale.
Yeah.
Do they still, like, for a while, when it was Jewel and Dominic's, now I know Dominic's is gone, and it's, I guess, Mariano's is the number two, right, after Jewel? All right, so I still remember when all of a sudden they had an aisle devoted to generic products. It was always just a white bag that said potato chips or ketchup or whatever on it.
That
still exists.
It's not a whole aisle, but it's...
But even that, with those generics, they were still using major companies. They just weren't putting them in fancy boxes or cans, you know? So you were getting essentially the same product, just with an absolute no-frills attitude toward it.
See, I am having a hard time thinking that's true, because you can certainly tell the difference between a Lay's potato chip and...
There's always cheaper options, but with the generic, you were getting, I'm trying to remember what
but
company.
I would think, why wouldn't they, instead of Lay's doing the generic, it's like, you know,
get a cheaper one.
Blue Bunny or whatever
would be
doing the generic. Maybe they'd have theirs, and then maybe
sometimes.
That's the generic.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and you're right. A lot of them, they're Jewel potato chips. I mean, Jewel does.
Do they still make Hydrox cookies?
I think so.
Those were the poor man's Oreo.
Hydrox was a company that took like every
with
other...
With the worst name ever.
I mean, Hydrox.
Yeah, who wants to eat anything? I don't know. Hydrox sounds like...
Sounds robotic.
And a chemical.
Yeah,
I guess it does. Yeah.
But what Hydrox game was back then, and I don't know if they still exist in any way, shape, or form, but they would take every popular cookie and do a knockoff version of it. You know, sometimes change the name a little bit. Sometimes, you know, it was a completely different name. But you could always tell the difference. If a kid had those at lunch, you go, that doesn't look like a...
What do you have, an Oreo there? I've got an Oreo.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
But on the other hand, some of them tasted exactly the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to be honest with you, when I go to Trader Joe's, I buy their produce there, and I buy, like, I bought chicken enchiladas the other day.
See, that's what I love about Trader Joe's, the portions.
Yeah, and they're ready to go. Yeah. You just throw them in the oven. So I don't typically buy the pretzels and the, although there are these cookies. I guess I'm on a cookie kick now, but they're called Tate's, and they're in the gluten-free aisle. My father-in-law got these, and he's like, you got to try these. They have white chocolate macadamia and chocolate chip. And they're called Tate's Bake Shop, and they're gluten-free. Now, never in a million years would you think you'd try a gluten-free cookie on your own.
No.
And they're $5 for, like, a little bag of them. They're the best cookies ever.
Oh, really?
I mean, I can't tell you. So at Trader Joe's the other night, I saw the crispy, crunchy chocolate chip cookies, and it looked like the same style of bag as
you
the Tate's.
You might have a problem.
It's possible.
But now it just says Trader Joe's gluten-free chocolate chip cookies are nearly identical in taste, packaging, and ingredients to Tate's Bake Shop cookies.
Yeah.
But nearly identical doesn't mean that, like, Tate's is selling them.
Right.
So I don't know anything about that. Pauline is on the line with us. Hi, Pauline.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Hungry. Can you tell?
You're making me hungry. I just want to say I work for a nationwide food manufacturer. One of the things we make is ice cream, and we make it under our brand, and we make it under the grocery store brands, and we make it under ice cream store brands, and the recipes might be a little different, but they're all made at the same place.
So so who's putting it in different packaging? Is it you guys, or does
we
it
come? Are.
You
yep.
are.
We are.
Yeah.
Yep, we are. We make it all the way until it's ready to buy.
Interesting.
See, I guess it's the same thing with makeup. It's like, you know, who's the main company that owns, is it Estee Lauder, owns almost every makeup
Everything.
Line?
Yeah. Well, and I think Whirlpool, any washing machine or dryer you get, no matter what it says, it's all made by Whirlpool.
But see, why do you do the different things? Why wouldn't you just
to
do
make
this?
Us believe we've got a choice?
Well, I have to believe it's a little bit different. Whirlpool wouldn't put their name on something that they exactly what a Whirlpool is. They're selling it as a Fremont, and they're changing some. The parts are cheaper, whatever. It's
yeah,
gotta
and
be.
With our stuff, the recipes are not the same. You know, so somebody will really like this one brand and they'll like a different brand because it tastes different, but we really actually made them both. They're both vanilla ice cream, but...
So it's not like you're making the same thing and just slapping a different label. There are some variations, but I didn't know that like major companies, like major brands made some of Trader Joe's stuff.
When I was doing stand-up... Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, Trader Joe's, actually, that's their business model. They'll bring in something that's a brand name. And if it's popular, they'll work with the manufacturer to manufacture a Trader Joe's brand of that thing, and then they'll phase out the original brand.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. It
Thanks,
doesn't
Pauline.
Change my shopping habits, well, but it is interesting to hear that.
Yeah, no, it's all going in a lot of times.
The same.
Same pocket.
Yeah.
Man, you know.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. She manufactures ice cream, and you didn't ask Pauline for free ice cream?
Please get her number off the air, Jasmine.
I let
please.
Her go.
Speaking of ice cream, when I did stand-up and I was traveling a lot, and I was in a different city every week, if I'd get ice cream, I noticed that sometimes everything about the ice cream was the same. The way it looked, the name brand was different. Like, it'd be... It'd be Breyers in some places, Dryers in some places, Edie's in some places. You name it, it was always just a little bit different, but the flavor was the same, the packaging was the same, it was just a different name on it. So it was obviously the same company.
Right.
There's no way that was a coincidence.
And let's face it, you always pay more for the name brand.
Right, sure.
So Breyers is going to cost $3.
Right.
Then the next ice cream down that they probably make, that they use less vanilla or less cream. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah.
You have to. It's got to be cheaper. It's going to be cheaper at the store.
Sure.
Because they're going to, and you know, this lady, of course, who works for the food company is being nice. But it has to be. It has to be less sugar. Something has to be less.
Just slightly different.
Because it's always cheaper. You're not going to ever, I mean, very rarely do you buy the no name brand and pay more than the name brand.
No, never.
I feel very bamboozled. I kind of do. Because if it's all going to the same thing, you're spending more buying what you think is a better company and a better product, when in essence, it may not really be better.
See, I think it is. I think when I buy the name brand, I always feel
but
that it is a little bit better.
Influenced a little bit by the packaging and stuff, and the
God,
fact that
yeah,
you know the name.
Whole
you
industry.
Go, well, this is Campbell's. They make nothing but great soup.
No, I am the biggest.
I'm a name brand shopper. That's why I can't believe you shop at Aldi.
I am not a name brand shopper. I'm saying I'm the biggest no name brand because of that. Because I know that this pasta has, you know, just a little bit less, you know, salt. I mean, and if I've tried it, and I always try everything, of course. But yeah, sometimes it's so minuscule that it's ridiculous.
Sure.
Cooks the same, tastes the same.
Right.
But I know it's not the same. I know that brand has better whatever, but it doesn't matter to me.
Will you get generic toilet paper? Because I will not.
No. And there are some things I won't.
How about
like
slightly used toilet paper?
Like no.
Gently. Used by the bears in the woods.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. The one sheet that they use. I always like, you only need one sheet. No, never.
That is the difference between a man and a woman. A woman will roll a lot of toilet paper around her hand. And when you see boys, it just seems like they don't take enough. I'm sorry.
Really?
I don't know.
Why are bears constantly used to sell
I brought that up.
Products?
I don't
They're
get it.
Very clean. I
but
know.
But when
it's
bears
ridiculous.
Go in the woods, that might
oh,
be
Oh, is that
it.
Why it is?
I don't know. That's what I
Because there's a commercial that's been running for the last couple of weeks. It's a cartoon bear family where the mom and dad are arguing, going, you see a bear diaper on the floor. And the mom and dad are going, you pick it up. No, you pick it up. And then the baby bear goes, I'll pick it up because my diapers are clean now. And he explains why they're clean. And I always go, who's buying this?
I've never seen that commercial.
Oh, it's
is it Charmin?
Is it Pampers?
I think Charmin. I want to say Charmin.
God, Mr. Whipple dies and look what happens.
I know. Whipple was the sentinel
well,
for that
and
kind
I
of
really
junk.
Hate talking food. I hate it. It's because, the dumbest idea
right.
because then it gets eaten. And I'm like, no, I don't want my food to talk. It's just so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be friends
with
your
food. You know, they're all in the cereal bowl talking. All of a sudden, whoop comes the spoon.
Yeah,
and, you know, and they're just like, see ya. Like, you're gonna be eaten. You're done.
Right.
Yeah, they don't care.
Don't grow an attachment
to
your food.
And they're all smiles.
I know.
It is Charmin.
So you've seen it, right? You pick it up. No,
you must have been off that day because I said, why are you having bears...
I don't understand.
I don't get the connection there other than bears go in the woods.
That must be it, right? I can't think of any other reason why advertisers would go, well, we got to sell toilet paper. We might make bears do
it. Yeah, which one said, that's a great idea. Bears, I love it. I mean, I would have been like, oh, stupid, you're fired.
It's not because the bears play so crappy, right? That's a separate. That's
they're
be
not
separate.
The Berenstain Bears, are they? Maybe they started as some special bears
no.
that everyone knew.
No, they're generic.
Scary cartoon
but maybe
bears.
They started when they were very popular, the bears.
Oh.
Maybe it's a kid thing.
No, it hasn't been bears that long. A
couple years.
Maybe
I think it's
a
been
a long time.
Yeah? Strange.
That commercial's been on a long
Very
time.
Very strange.
I thought you didn't see
not
it.
Not the diaper
no,
one.
No, not
but
the diaper
toilet
one. I've
paper
seen
it.
Just
stuff.
Regular toilet paper one. The,
yeah.
The regular one
Bears
that's on
are very
all the
discerning
time.
About their toilet paper, yeah. evidently.
Here's the weird thing. I never saw a bear use toilet paper, ever.
Very seldom. Very
that's like
seldom.
Having a dog sell
right.
toilet paper.
Right.
I know.
Although dogs have sold like tacos and things. Remember Taco Bell used to have that dog?
Yeah, the
chihuahua.
Why?
Well, it kind of made some sick sense.
Spuds McKenzie was a dog who drank beer. That's crazier than any of this.
Because people everybody other than you loves dogs. I mean,
Target's got that dog.
But even, Target
dogs
does have a dog.
Dogs are a big selling
But even if you were
point.
Like the biggest, even if you were Steve Dale times 10, you wouldn't base your product selections on a talking dog.
No, but it would get your attention. You'd say, look at the dog. That,
I guess.
What did I just hear? It was on John Williams' show or something that like a 60 billion-dollar industry is dog stuff.
Oh, really?
I mean,
yeah.
I know you don't like dogs, but people who have dogs go dog crazy.
I recently crossed to the dark side, as you know.
You got a dog, you mean?
Yeah, and I was this kind of person. Oh, you idiot dog person. God, you're so stupid.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You know, people like imitate their dogs. I literally was like, ew.
Yeah.
And now that is me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. It's ridiculous.
Oh, no.
And I will spend whatever money is required. You know what I mean?
Oh,
we have
no.
15 leashes.
This is scary.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
We must close it off.
No.
When do we have to?
No.
We have to. We have to. Because White Sox baseball is just 4 hours away.
Yeah. What's 4 hours?
White Sox baseball is coming up in 4 hours.
No,
I don't have that much left in me.
No baseball today?
No, today. Tomorrow.
All right. Well, we have to close off anyway, despite this. All right, Judy, thank you for hanging out. Stick around so we can say goodbye to you. That's coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy at WGN.
Well, I got to tell you, today super flew by.
It really did. I don't know what happened.
I had at least another 3 minutes left in me.
Do you still?
No.
Not anymore.
I did.
You did then. Yeah. Well, save them. Put them in the bank. Put them on account, and you can use them tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Friday, Bill.
What Wendy says is true, everybody. Tomorrow's Friday, the day we all love the most, the day we all look forward to. Should be a pretty good show then. Thank you so much for listening, and we're looking forward to tomorrow. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.